Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the UK's hardest working podcast channel of them all. So I do hope you enjoy the daily podcast. The links are down below if you want to just make sure that you're following so you get your daily diet of all this kind of fat content, which we are putting out on a daily basis. Also, your pure blood badges are available down below. Let them see that you are a pure blood. And if you really want to push the regime, buy a pure blood t-shirt. Same thing. Put your heart just where your heart is. COVID passports. Oh my, so much to talk about here. So we all know that COVID passports certainly and absolutely do not in any way curtail the spread of COVID-19. There's no jurisdiction in the world that shows that they make any difference whatsoever. In fact, in most jurisdictions where they've been introduced, what we then see is an increase in cases. So there's no evidence, no scientific evidence that I've seen that suggests that these passports, so-called COVID passports, do anything to limit the spread of virus, despite the fact that the politicians told us, well, that's why they were bringing them in. But I read with some interest that laws on vaccine passports in some settings in Northern Ireland could be scrapped next week under proposals given to Stormont ministers. Who's giving the proposals to Stormont ministers? Shouldn't it be Stormont ministers giving proposals to their underlings? Does this mean that actually someone else is running the country? Who might that be? Sir Michael McBride, perhaps, and his gang. It is understood that if this is agreed, proof of COVID status in pubs, restaurants and cinemas will not be legally required from 26th of January. So there you go. From the 26th of January, it suggests that you can go into a pub, go into a meal, and they don't have to ask for your papers, please. However, the system would remain in place for nightclubs and indoor unseated and partially seated events with 500 or more people. So I'm guessing that would mean like a concert. Concerts will still have to have those papers. Yeah. The BBC also understands, by the way, that they're considering whether to remove rules on table service and hospitality businesses and the so-called rule of six. Actually, to be honest, I quite enjoy table service. It saves me having to go to the bar and order stuff. So I don't mind that that particular thing, but it should all obviously always be voluntary, and the restaurant or pub should choose to use that if it wants. It's understood that the recommendation to ministers is that hospitality businesses will still be advised and guidance to retain use of COVID certification. Have you got that? They want to actually retain it in guidance. Yeah, well, you can have it in guidance, but since that's all it is, you can lawfully completely ignore it. And they know that. They know that enough of us anti-vaxxers will get that out there. So the point is, it may be retained in guidance. Why would they want to do that? Oh, I know. Just putting the theory out there. Maybe because they have every intention of bringing it back the first chance they get. Nightclubs are going to reopen, you see, in 6 days' time, with dancing and indoor standing events permitted again. Oh my, how liberal we are. You're allowed to dance again. I mean, I stopped dancing back in about 1982, but apparently I can now start dancing again. Yes. These restrictions, of course, they all came into place just after Christmas in a bid to manage a surge in the common cold. Sorry, Omicron variant. And proof of certification has been legally required in restaurants and pubs since the 13th of December, with only the DUP opposed to its use. But look what's happening now, folks. What's happening now is, as I've said in previous, because of the decision by Boris Johnson to remove COVID passports entirely, then it's going to be very, very difficult for the regions like Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales to continue to make them a mandatory requirement. And I have absolutely not cooperated with the COVID passport regime that we have had in place. So, for example, on Sunday of this week, I was asked to show my papers to get into a place to have a coffee. I think I did a podcast about it. And Of course, I didn't, because I don't have any papers to show them. I used my exemption to be able to get in. And there are lawful exemptions. But of course, these political monsters are very keen that people don't understand what lawful exemptions may be. I encourage everyone to read the legislation, because they know that they've consistently been winging it on this under the law. So whilst they can say, oh, yes, you've got to show your papers. Yeah, that's the law. There's always exemptions to cover themselves against things like the 1995 Disability Act, like the 2010 Equalities Act, if you live outside of Northern Ireland. There's all these legal parameters that they've been sneaking around within. Some of us are savvy to it, so therefore, you know, that's how we get away with not conforming and not complying. The other thing, of course, that some people have chosen not to do is this. They're not going to go in anywhere that asks for your papers. In other words, stuff that. If you're a restaurant and you've demanded papers, some of your punters have just stayed away. And I read about a local bar in particular where they have said that their takings were back by 25% in December, and they put that down entirely to COVID passports. So we know that COVID passports don't do anything to stop the spread of the disease. The purpose of COVID passports is to get us into this digital ID, Chinese Communist Party style, total control system. That's the purpose of COVID passports. So to roll back from them, it's going to break the hearts of the little Stalinists in Edinburgh, in Cardiff, in Belfast, and even for that matter, in Westminster. But they've done it in Westminster because it saved Boris's neck. And the implications of that, I would have thought, under basically law, the law of the land, the law of the UK. And I know it does vary between different parts of the UK, but essentially I think the precedence has now been set that if it is lawful not to have COVID passports in one part of the UK, very soon it's going to be lawful not to have them in any part of the UK. And you should remember those regimes like that in Stormont, like that in Holyrood, like that in Cardiff, who with such relish pushed these pernicious documents through, actually turning this into a Gestapo-type society where to get into a restaurant or a pub, you've got to show papers. What an absolute disgrace that those decisions were. And those individuals who went with it, we should remember them and we should hold them to account. Okay, folks, thanks for listening.